You're listening to Questionable Material with Jack and Brian, a mostly improvised podcast produced in New York by Jack Helmuth and Brian Sack. QMpodcast.com.
Hi, it's Brian, the Brian half of Questionable Material with Jack and Brian. The Jack half asked me to do a little explainer because he doesn't have any tech savvy. We might have established this in the past if you've listened to the podcast. He doesn't know how the computer works or the microphone or how to make the sounds go in or how to edit it. That all kind of falls onto me, uploading, things like that. Very tricky for Jack. So he said, would you do an explainer as to why we've been on this accidental hiatus? And I said, sure, I would as soon as I have time. And right now I have time before I don't have time. So here's the thing. We had our last episode, and it was wonderful as always, and you all loved it and it was great. And then I was summoned by my humanitarian aid folks for a deployment in Cyprus, which is an island in the Mediterranean west of Lebanon. And so that was a little project there. I was going to go out there, and we were loading boats and barges with food, pallets of food, putting together that stuff and organizing those logistics. And those pallets of food were being put on boats and barges and then brought over to Gaza. That's on the Palestine thingy. And we had a jetty there. It wasn't a beautiful jetty by any stretch of the imagination. It was broken concrete and rebar, but it was a work in progress. And so what happened is my colleagues there would receive the food that we were sending from Cyprus. They would unload the boat, the barges, and put those amount of trucks and then bring the trucks to our warehouse and store the food in the warehouse and then distribute it later, hopefully to good people who need it and not the bad guys. But, you know, that's the whole thing. Take care of the kids. I'm doing it for the kids. So that was the thing. And then a little oopsie happened, as they say in the military, and the IDF killed my friend and six colleagues. So it was a little stressful. It was bad. It wasn't a good thing. We were very upset. We're still upset. I'm upset right now. Hold on. Yep. Still upset. So they killed my friend and six colleagues and with their bombs and the drone and three times. And so that was very, it just kind of threw us off, you know, just kind of knocked me off of the whole podcasting mindset and the comedy thing. And so we were dealing with that and then the aftermath of that and then figuring out what we were going to do and then kind of putting that whole operation on ice because, you know, when your friend and six colleagues get blown up, you know, you start reconsidering what you're going to do. You're going to have to think about it. You can't just rush into things. So as we're figuring that out, I came back to the States, had to immediately turn around and move out of my apartment because we're doing that thing. And then I had to take my son to his visit for his college visit. He's visiting a college and had to do that thing. And then immediately turned around and flew back to Poland for the funeral of a friend of mine who was blown up by a drone. And really nice guy and, heartbreaking. And so that happened and then came back. Now I'm back here and now I have to turn around and fly down to Washington, D.C. for a memorial for my friend who was killed and six colleagues who were killed, in an oopsie, as they say in the military. So, that's all happening. There's a lot going on. It's not a great time to do a comedy podcast. And that was the thing. And so, I talked to Jack about it and we're making it work and I will be back from the memorial service and I think I'll be done for the time being. And then in that window, we will record another episode of Questionable Material with Jack and Brian and get back into the regular groove. But for now, it's a little off-putting, to be honest, when your friend and six colleagues are blown up and that just kind of resets you in a way and just kind of knocks you off kilter and you just got to get back into the groove, as we say in the podcasting business. So that's the plan. Thank you for the emails and the social media things. We know we have not stopped doing the podcast or whatever. It's just a little slight obstacles, a few hurdles, you know, as we say. And so once we're going to overcome these things and then we'll be back to brilliant, entertaining comedy podcast. Please don't blow up my friends.
Questionable Material with Jack and Brian. Subscribe on any podcast platform. Visit us at qmpodcast.com.